You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
What are you using for a mic?
Just a laptop one.
Ugh, it's like, gonna sound like shit.
Like into the laptop?
You want me to switch to my phone and my earbuds?
It's a little, it is a little echoey.
Damn you, Chris.
Don't damn me, motherfucker.
That's way better.
Yeah, it's a, that laptop sucks. Horrible, horrible dick.
So then you're like, I'll just use it for the HTNA show.
I know,
even
right?
Even though it sucks horrible dicks.
This motherfucker bringing me that bootleg quality. And then he'd be the first one to be like, man, your guest mic suck dicks.
But now, we're on speakerphone. Is that right?
So, hey. So what, you want a FaceTime?
So mean, does he?
I know. I'm really having a hard time.
Why?
Because I want to say it wouldn't be an issue if you didn't sell all your shit.
I was just about to say, dude, did you just do that?
If you want to do bald, that's how you do it. Not that fucking prickly shit.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what he's got on his head. I mean, he
called it the Chicago comb over. That was the best thing he's ever said.
Look how far back it goes. Your hairline.
Mm-hmm. He's been like that since he was 18. It's just thinned a little bit. Or a lot of it.
You don't have dreams. You have movies.
Dare you?
You in the army? You salute like this? Yes, sir.
Y'all are both canceled.
Yeah, right.
Are you good? What's now? Up, are you good?
Oh yeah. If it sounds good to you, it sounds good to me.
Sounds
phone's
good.
Been charging, so.
I mean, it sounds good enough. I mean, you're fucking calling into goddamn morning radio and shit. you ain't got no fucking equipment or nothing. You're just like first time, long
did
time.
Did I win? What did I win?
Am I the 98th caller?
First time, long time. I've been listening to your show.
Fucking nerd. All right, let's do it.
Nerd nothing.
Nerd something. All right.
Nerd's the word. Start us off.
I'm doing it. Welcome back to the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, the Duchess.
You call me lovely every week, and I don't know if you mean it or not.
It's just one of those things I say. It's kind of like fucking right. Hemp bombs and on it. You know, it's just part of the script.
Part of the spiel.
Part of the script. HTNOS.com, HTNOS on all the socials, episode 157. 157.
Hit the 57.
Hit the 57.
Damn, look at you.
Cat's up.
Yeah, and we are joined by almost my oldest friend in podcasting. Mm-hmm. Almost. He came in 5 minutes later, but I mean, like, we don't speak to the original OG, so I guess technically by default, you are the oldest OG podcaster friend now, man.
Now he's your newest bread maker friend.
Yeah.
He's everything to everyone. I'm talking about Mr. Joby from the Joby Show on the Inner Joby Network.
The true friend of all podcasts.
The true friend of all podcasts. Yeah. Fucking Joe B. Formerly of many shows, and now currently just a man of the world. Did you say I'm coming back? Is that what you said? Because this is like what you do. You quit and then you come back on our show when you don't have a show to announce the show that you're going to start.
I mean, I'll announce new projects, but I'm definitely not coming back to podcasting. I don't have time for that shit.
Who does?
People that
make
do.
Time?
No. Make time? Yeah. I dedicate my time to a lot of other things now.
Yeah, well.
We are aware.
Yeah,
sir.
Everybody knows. I dedicate my time to Hemp Bomb CBD.
There you go.
Hemp bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp bombs come in a wide variety of products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet.
Why do you look at me? Look at me on the screen.
Because I'm trying.
So weird, just staring at the
Listen,
side of my head.
I'm staring at you, and I'm not reading. And this is the first time I've done it all from memory.
So you want me to acknowledge
yes.
that you're excellent? Okay.
That I've read this for the last fucking
excellent.
Year plus.
And then you're like, hey, Dutchie, do the reads. And I'm like, hip hop.
Dude.
You know what's funny is I just heard this exact read. It was almost like, I think it was pretty much verbatim on the plunge the other day.
Hey, guess where they got that read from?
Maybe that's what you should do. You should go into like advertisements.
That ship has sailed, sir. My bet is made. That ship has sailed. Even though, you know what, I was thinking about it today. As I approach 40, and people always are like, 50 is a new 40, 40 is a new 30. I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about, like, the people in my life, like, you know, like the Adam Simmonses of the world that are, like, mid-30s, and they're pretty much living like fucking college kids and shit. And I'm like, maybe that's true. Maybe, like, 30 is the new 20. Maybe, like, you don't really start your life until 40 now. Maybe it's fucking true.
I wouldn't want to be 30 living like a 20-year-old.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be 20 living like a 20-year-old, man.
No. That's what I mean.
Facts.
But, I mean.
No, I'm glad to be 40, dude. I'm happy 40.
You're happy 40?
Fuck yeah.
That's good.
I mean, like, I got some new skills and pretty much best shape I've been in since young 20s.
Yeah, you went on a mission. You started losing weight, which is kind of ironic that you took up baking, but we'll get there.
All carbs.
Use code HTNOS and save 20% off your order at hempbombs.com. We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. I know Joe knows a thing or two about Onnit. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization through a wide array of products and supplements. Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. They got all the supplements, all the workout equipment, Alpha Brains, New Moods, Shroom Techs, Battle Ropes, whatever your flavor, they got it. Visit Onnit.com, use code HTNOS, save 10% on whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself.
You wrote that too.
I take the krill oil.
Do you take the krill oil for them joints? Keep everything lubricated and shit? I was on fish oil for a minute, man. When I had my knee surgery and I was like going through physical therapy, I was doing the fish oil. Kind of made me feel weird, though.
Those pills are huge.
Yeah, they were huge pills.
Oil pills.
Yeah. Oh, they're not now.
No?
The krill. Well, no, krill.
They're tiny. The krill ones, they're tiny.
Well, yeah, we were talking, what was that, like 2006? I don't know. Maybe there's been advancements in supplements in the last 15 years.
Krill are a lot smaller than fish, too, so maybe their nutrients are more packed in there than a fish. Like, a whole fish could be one big pill, and like 1,000 krill could be one little pill.
Tell me about krill. Tell me about krill. What do you know about krill?
Whales eat them. Sperm whales eat them.
Swim away.
Specifically.
Yeah, because sperm whales have the grate on their face, so they're just like, shh.
Those are whiskers, aren't they?
No, they're like have these teeth that kind of look like air filters, and then the krill go in there and they guzzle them down.
I thought they had like a mustache. I thought that was all like bristles.
Yeah, but it's on the inside of their mouth, which makes them their teeth.
Mm.
Catfish have mustaches.
No, they don't.
They do. They're whiskers.
They have like a fucking French villain.
Fucking Dick Dastardly, you know.
Joby, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
It was interesting. We had my mom here for like 4 days because they just bought a new place in town to be closer to us. And I love my mom. Bro, she has one eye. She's an Oompa Loompa. She's a little shorter than I am. a little heavier than I am. And just like a mess.
And a pirate.
A happy, yeah. Oh yeah.
Why is she a pirate?
She just said she had one eye.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, she got into a car accident when she was in Florida, actually, and lost her eye.
She have a glass eye? She's walking around with a socket.
No, she has a glass eye. Which I would almost like you
prefer a socket.
Kind of think you should get the patch, or at least get like different glass eyes, like Last Action Hero. You know what I mean? Like make it festive and shit like that.
Does it move? But
I haven't thought about that movie in fucking 25 years, dude. If we could just come on here in 2 minutes and drop fucking Last Action Hero.
I've never seen it.
You never seen Last Action Hero?
How dare you?
Oh man!
I'll have to watch it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. They go into a movie.
Oh, so it's like The Wizard?
The Wizard had nothing to do with going into anything.
The video game!
They didn't go into the goddamn game!
It was about
the game. It wasn't VR.
I love her. This is one of the things that I've always loved about my wife, is that she gets so confident in her wrong information. Like, she says it like, you fucking idiot! Like, The Wizard! Like, no, you're wrong.
It was about the game.
Oh, Dutch.
What about the labyrinth then? They go into there.
Don't know
what
to do. I'll give you that one.
Don't know what to do with you.
She broke a cat carrier. She tried to sit on it because she has two cats and we have two cats.
Okay.
So when they finally came out of their crates, they were still scared. So they were hiding downstairs. Mm-hmm. And she kept trying to coax them out. And she like sat on a cat carrier. So I'm up here playing Batman. Michelle's gone with Emma. Stepfather's gone back to the house to get some remaining stuff, and I'm just sitting up here playing, and all of a sudden I hear her downstairs with my son, and go, oh no. him just go
in slow motion like that too.
And then her just go, oh, so I run downstairs. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I tried to sit on the cat carrier. Why?
We have
like,
stools.
It was stressful.
Dude, I'm sure you've heard that I've like, you know, made attempts to like reconnect with my mom and like salvage a relationship and all that stuff. It's so difficult, man. Like if I was in that case, I don't know that I could have that happen, dude. I don't know if she could stay at my house for 4 days. It's tough, man.
I don't know what you mean 4 days. When your uncle dies, she's gonna have to live with us because she has no money.
Man, that's not.
It's got no reserves.
That's not something I want to think about right now.
She ain't got no nursing home fund, no nothing. We're fucked.
We'll figure it out somehow. I mean,
bye studio.
This is like a common thing. Like as you get older, I think there's
she
like
sleeping in our room.
You got to deal with shit like that.
I know.
It's fucked up.
Start looking in the homes now.
Well, we don't want to pay for her to go to a nursing home either. I don't want to fucking pay for that shit. I pay enough for my kids to go to daycare when they're out of that. I don't want to pay any more money.
Yeah.
Facts.
At least we can get some of her social security if she lives here.
God damn! Trying to siphon off fucking funds from my mom and shit, kidding. Dude.
Just kidding.
But no, it's good. I mean, low key compared to years past, right? No, same. Usually we get together with like the friends to do one. That didn't happen with everything going on.
Yeah, yeah. Like with me going getting popped hot and shit. I mean, like we had to cancel our dinner.
Yeah, except for I bought a 20-pound turkey the weekend before he got diagnosed, so I made a 20-pound turkey for essentially the two of us.
That's all right. I ate it a few times. I put it in mac and cheese. She made this big-ass fucking tray of mac and cheese, too. And I made some turkey mac and shit. It's fucking awesome.
That was good. The leftovers, I think, are the best part. And I made a ham, and I thought it was smaller than it was when I bought it. I'm still eating on that ham. Like, I'm trying to put it in everything.
Dude, did you see that sandwich that they got at Wawa?
The gobbler?
Yeah.
It comes every year.
Dude.
Never made that? Maybe you're going to make your own, bro.
Dude. It's
turkey cranberry sauce and stuffing, I think.
Their shit looks awesome. I never had their shit, but it looks good on the picture.
Their sandwiches are good.
It is good. That's what we did. On Chipotle bread. It was delicious. Mm-hmm.
The stuff you sent to Kaz that I saw the video of yesterday?
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite one as far as flavor goes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what anything tastes like because you don't send a shit.
Yeah, dude. Ooh. Unleash the beast. It's time for Dutch to run wild on Joby. Woo. She fucking heard that you sent boxes of fucking care packages to Cavs and care packages to DJ. And she's like, what in the fuck? And I was like, I know, right? Damn. Fucking see where I am.
Well, and you said, well, he said I'd be there next month. And I'm like, I'm not going. I'd like some bread.
That's fair. That's $53 to overnight it to Florida.
That's crazy.
I'll speak for you. Maybe I'm wrong, but I won't have any problem eating 4-day-old bread. You send that shit fucking regular schmegular, and I will eat it when it gets here.
That is not how you eat bread, dude.
Dude, you packed it to Kaz. It was all like fucking like not even ziplocked. It was like fucking airtight and shit.
You got to.
Yeah.
Air makes bread stale, dummy.
I know, but like he vacuumed that shit. So
air
makes
bread stale, dummy.
Oh, shit.
Are you kind of retarded?
No, I would like you to possibly not cut me off and listen to what the fuck I'm saying, and then maybe you would know.
You'd have to repeat it.
No, yell at Joe. You ain't supposed to yell at me. You're supposed to fucking be yelling at Joe.
I yell at everybody.
I know you do. God damn.
Yell at the kids for the past 3 weeks because you got the fucking Rona.
For the past week, I've been back in the world, so you ain't got no goddamn excuse.
Still gotta watch some fucking kids. I was like, since he tested positive on that next Sunday, I'm like, well, we're supposed to be 10 days, so I'm like, that 10 days would be Wednesday, so they might as well just stay home the rest of this week and then go back next week. Because I'm like, God forbid it be the day before they go to school and somebody has a cough.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, but then this week they've been getting done with school. Well, Logan's been on punishment, so he hasn't had his Xbox. So as soon as they get done with school, he runs out of the house and he goes and he's fucking around in the creek. And it's been cold this week down here and shit.
Like
40. Yeah, it's been a little chilly, and that motherfucker's like wading in the creek trying to fucking get tadpoles and shit. So he's going to be sick on the natch, and then they're going to be like, ah, COVID.
It's COVID. You need positive, a negative test before you can come back to school.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then he gets in the pool, and I'm like, that bitch is 67 degrees. I didn't turn the heater on today.
Dude, the other day, It was, I want to say like Tuesday, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. And it was like, it was cold. It was like probably 40, man, when I left, and it didn't get much warmer throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And I got home from work around 3:30, and I went outside and lit a fire. And I just sat out there for like maybe 6 hours, just chilling by the fire and having drinks. We even ate dinner out there by the fire and shit. That's what she's talking about. She didn't turn the pool heater on that day. And that son of a bitch just goes and jumps in the fucking pool. I'm like, what is wrong with you, bro?
I'm like, do you know what happens to your immune system when your body cools down? You got no things to fight, nothing. You're gonna get sick.
Goddamn disease specialist over here.
Yeah. Kids don't feel the cold though.
That's what he said. He's like, I'm a human icicle. I don't feel nothing. He sleeps with his windows open.
He does Jesus. Too. Yeah, he does too. Well, typically it's okay, but like this was our cold week, so
your winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
Y'all getting winter up there yet? You getting snow? I need to know what to expect, man. I'm 2 weeks from tonight. I'm gonna be there.
So tomorrow morning into Sunday, it's supposed to, I think, like 8 to 12, 8 to 14, something like that.
Mm. I hope your plane will get fucking That's stuck, dude.
she don't want me to go.
Well, I do, but I'm like, between the Rona stuff and the snowstorm coming, I'm like, I don't need you to get stuck. Like, we're already, you know, not getting paid for you because you were out with the Rona. Now you're going to get stuck up north wherever you're going, and we're not going to get paid more.
Just think, Benny's just Riley's problem.
Is Riley going to pay our bills?
He could.
Ask Tony Stark for a loan and shit. How about the Wutskis?
Well, we got some snow down here, too. They opened up a fucking snow park here. You ever heard of such a thing? Hell yeah. They opened up this place called Snowcat Ridge. It's fucking 60 feet sledding hills. You can go tubing down there and shit.
What?
Yeah. They had to close it down, though, because they underestimated how much it would take to produce all the fucking snow. So, like, they couldn't They couldn't keep up with that shit. And they had to shut down for, like, 4 days to, like, figure out their snow production. But I watched a video of it today, man. It looks, like, fucking crazier than a regular hill. Hell no, it's outside.
They should have made that shit indoor.
Well, they got an igloo. It said you go down the 60-foot drop, and then there's an igloo to like go inside that's and fuck melts. Around with and mess with snow and shit.
Stupid.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just put it in like a ice hockey rink or something, you know, make it like something like there. They got that wolf hillbilly lodge shit, or whatever.
Japan's got indoor mountains.
Indoor mountains?
Yeah, that you can go like snowboarding and skiing on. Their shit's like indoors, dude, so it's year round.
No shit.
That's because Japanese are smart.
Dude, did
fucking
you?
Fucking hicks in Florida. Talking about snow outside.
I know, that's total hillbilly Dumb. Shit. Did you see what else Japan's got coming in February? Fucking Super Nintendo World's opening, dude.
Oh yeah.
Did you see that shit? I watched it when I was going through like links and shit and clearing out my fucking notes when I was getting ready for tonight, and they had a trailer for the park, dude. That looks so awesome. It's at Universal in Japan, but it's Super Nintendo World.
It's not called Epic World, is it?
Nah.
Because I thought there was supposed to be something open in Florida that had video games in it. It was called, like, Epic World or something.
No, this ain't a game. Like, you ride, like, they have go-karts that you play Mario Kart. Hell real yeah. life. Yeah.
You get a little hat. It looks like Mario's hat, and it's got glasses on the front for like virtual reality. And you get in the thing, and it goes like a roller coaster, but in your face, like you see, like you're driving like a Mario Kart game.
That's cool.
It looks fucking dope, dude. I want to go to Japan.
Hell yeah. Well, you know, after Rona, I'm not trying to get that.
I don't think I want to leave the United States. I don't want any fucking bugs following me home.
Dude, one of the guys that works for...
trying to eat a live octopus and shit. No thanks.
I would, too. One of the guys that works for me today, he turned 50, and he's flying to the Bahamas tomorrow. And I was like, dude, why are you trying to leave the fucking country, man? Like, you ain't going to be able to get back in. He was like, fingers crossed.
We kind of own Bahamas, don't we?
Yeah, but he had to get some sort of travel visa. Like, he had to put do extra steps and shit.
Interesting.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He just took a cruise. Don't the cruise go there?
I don't fucking know. When did I ever go on a cruise?
Yeah, that's on our list of things to do, I guess.
Kaz has been talking cruises up. He's been talking cruises up to me forever, dude. I want to go.
So my aunt does the same thing. Her and my uncle go out from Boston all the way down to the Caribbean at least once, twice, maybe twice a year.
Yeah.
Depending on what time of year.
Once spring, one fall.
Yeah, depending on what time of year you go, they're cheap as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go during hurricane season.
For $300 a person, that includes drinks.
Yeah, you got to book it during hurricane season.
That's true, too.
If I can go out there and dodge the storms and shit, make it exciting.
Oh yeah.
Right?
I like your shirt.
You like this shirt?
Mm-hmm. You like that he doesn't button it all the way?
Yeah. Gotta let that fucking... yeah, let that Miami Vice 80s chest hair fucking
quaff up. Yeah, but the collar has to be...
Like, fucking Don Johnson. Like
why?
Because you don't open it up like that.
Yeah, you do.
Fuck, like, stop touching me.
A jacket.
Nah.
He never says that.
What?
Stop touching me.
Open this shit up. Anyway, Joby, so we teased it a little bit. How are you enjoying your retirement, and how did you find this newfound activity in the kitchen?
At first I wasn't really enjoying my retirement. It was kind of not forced, but definitely like trying to figure some shit out.
Right. I kind of felt a little bit like indirectly responsible for that because you came on the show with your wife and like we kind of got into some shit, and then the next thing you know, like the shit hit the fan, and I was like, damn man, having them hard conversations on HT NOS. Joe's having to fucking reevaluate situations and shit.
It was building up before that, you know what I mean? You could feel it. So it is what it is. If you don't know, now you know.
It happens, dude.
But I've always wanted to do the bread thing. Is just finding the time. So, and then especially like the starter, like to get that shit going, it's a process of like feeding it and getting rid of like the crap that you don't need fucking for 5 days before you can even use it. So, mm-hmm. It's just finding time. But then with lockdown happened, work from home, I had time to fuck around.
While you were working?
Yeah. It only takes like 15 minutes to do something, so you know, take a break, fucking mix up the starter. So it started with me and my son doing the starter, and we made our first bread together. And then after like that, he was like, it's whatever. I don't think he liked the flavor. It was just like, whatever.
Well, your first loaf of bread isn't always the best loaf. I remember I make like regular bread because I couldn't find the Texas toast in the grocery store.
When did you do that?
When we were in the old house, I haven't done it in a long time. Oh. But that way I can cut the bread as thick as I want for French toast. And it's right. Like, you know, you get this bread loaf, you're supposed to roll it up and knead it and let it sit and then like roll it into a log and then fold it and stick it in this bread pan. Man, my first couple loaves looked like shit. They didn't taste good. There were no holes in it. Like, it was just bad.
Yeah, no, definitely first and now, it's definitely elevated my bread game.
Mm-hmm. Once you figure out what the, you know, what is it, the calculations are. Yeah, and it's just basically replacing water with whatever you want to do and how much moisture you could put in there versus whatever else. It's all it's all a science.
Damn, are you the bread baker?
No, or
what the fuck is this, dude?
I just know
she
shit.
Watches goddamn Holiday Bake Off Christmas edition, and all of a sudden she wants to tell me how to bake a loaf of fucking bread.
I'm a doctor and a baker.
I know.
Might as well be a candlestick maker.
That ain't how it goes.
It's a butcher. I know. Just saying. I could be a butcher too. I've always wanted to hunt something and gut it.
Whoa!
And break it down and
that's
stuff
a
like
fucking
that.
That's dude. That's a red flag, dude. The way you looked at me like that. Always wanted to hunt something and gut it.
I've watched all the seasons of Meat Eater on Netflix, so I feel like I could get a deer, mule deer, or something and break it down. I think it'd be fine.
Hell yeah! No, I agree.
It's something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to, like, shoot something.
You know what? I said last week that one of the most disappointing things.
I wanted to try crossbows.
She said something. I wanted to shoot something.
Like, go to a shooting range.
Well, that was I was literally just going to say, until you fucking cut me off again, Duchess. I said last week, one of the most disappointed things about getting fucking Rona was the tattoo having to get rescheduled. But we also had plans to go to the fucking shooting range that first Saturday, and that would have literally been the first time I fired a firearm. Have you ever shot a gun before?
Not a real one, a BB gun.
I
shot a Red Ryder.
Yeah, no, my firearm experience is limited to paintballs, and that's it.
Well, and it would just have been him and his uncle. I never get to do the fun stuff.
Why?
Because I have talked to kids.
Yeah.
But as I told him, I said, if you go and learn what it's about, then him and I could go another time.
Dude, or get your own gun.
Well, that's
that
next.
That was the next step.
Yeah, that's next. I wanted to go and pop off a few and then like look into like a gun ownership and like a, you know, like responsible gun class or something like that that I could take and, you know, maintenance and cleaning and shit, you know.
Feral pigs.
Dude, there's mad pigs down here,
that's
dude.
What I mean. Bacon for days.
Fuck
dude.
Yeah.
And you can pop off. You can kill a bunch of alligators, too, I'm pretty sure.
There's a season for them. Hold on a sec. What do you need, Luke? Where's Rosie? Rosie's in our bed. What are you
Why
doing?
Why are you here?
He's trying to give the dog ice, and he thought she
shut, was... Hey, shut the door!
Hey!
It's funny, because his teacher is like, she's a Spanish
hold
lady.
Hold on. Call him.
Luke!
Tell me she don't sound like fucking Aunt Beru from Star Wars and shit.
Luke!
All right, I'll be right there, Aunt Beru.
She was fucking hollering for him one day, and I was like, well, fuck you, moisture farmer.
Sorry. No, but his teacher is like a Spanish lady, so she calls him Lucas. So then she'd be like, did you write your name? And he's like, yeah, Lucas. I'm like, your name is Lucas.
Okay. He puts an E at the end of it Lucas. Now and shit with a fucking, with an accent.
Shit.
Oh, fuck. I lost my train of thought when he busted in. Oh, we're gonna.
We're getting our own guns and hunting wild pigs.
Yes, yeah. Oh, you said shoot Thank gators, dude. Days. Did you see that video? I think I posted it to the HTNOS Facebook that with that dude. It was so huge. It looked like They're a dinosaur coming dude. Up. There were duck hunters that were hunting, and there were ducks on the fucking surface, and the thing just come up out of the water, dude. It looked like a fucking cryptoid, man. It was. Are. I forget how many feet long it said it was, but it was 16 like
or something.
Dude, it was massive. It looked like a fucking dinosaur.
Kill that motherfucker.
You gotta shoot him right in the soft spot in their head.
He was probably 200 years old.
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Massive interruptions, I swear.
Hey, mm-hmm. Crazy house. I think I'm getting a rifle. I've taken my son shooting. I've taken her shooting. I don't own anything other than like this little 22 fucking, I call it the noisy cricket. Bro, it's just,
it's
just.
It's a purse gun.
Hold on, let me see. Hold on.
Is it pink?
Bro.
It's pink camo.
Pink camo. He's got that urban camo to fucking blend in with the New Hampshire surroundings.
But I think I decided I want to go get one to take him shooting, just to get him going outside more. Like it gives, and he's good at it. Like I think, did I post a video online? I took him shooting at a friend's house, dude, and he was lighting up the target.
I think you did. That was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you did.
So you see this thing?
Wow, dude. Look at
That's
that.
That's for real? That looks like it's from fucking Roger Rabbit. And you look just like the motherfucker in the movie.
It shoots 22s.
Dang.
They're big-ass cartoon bullets. They come out with fucking tomahawks and shit.
did you hit up Iggy for a holster for that thing?
You can't even, I don't even know where the fuck, oh yeah, I'm on my phone. I'm trying to hold it up to the fucking laptop like an idiot.
Nice.
Little 22 bullets.
I call it
the noisy cricket.
Mm-hmm. Dude, did you make that Roger Rabbit joke because of fucking Bob Hoskins?
He looks like Bob Hoskins.
I know, but like we're talking about old school and our oldest podcaster friend. You're bringing back all these callbacks from like 3 years ago.
His looks don't change.
That's true. Although I did lose a lot of weight.
Well, yes, but your face is still like, you know, the same.
Same. Although it seems
not in weight, but you know what I mean. Features. You should be him for Halloween 1 year. That'd be great. And then Michelle could be Jessica Rabbit.
I'm down for that.
I
approve.
His face, dude.
But yeah, my friend works at SIG. They make guns. So I want to go there. I do want to get a shotgun, A for the home and B for hunting. I took a hunter safety course 2 years ago, 3 years ago, so that way you can get your hunting license.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to retake it if it's been a while?
Mm-mm.
What? Well, that's safe.
Oh, I passed. I mean, it doesn't...
I know, but do you forget things?
No, that shit? No, you don't.
Just don't point at other people and make sure there's nobody around.
Basically, that's exactly it. Don't point at yourself. Camo. Don't point at... I always check to make sure it's empty.
Trigger safety and shit like that.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, I'm sure it's all pretty basic, but I would feel more comfortable if I went through it rather than just being the guy that's, you know, there's a gun show tomorrow, you know, that my plan was to go to the range, you know, 3 weeks ago, fill it out, try to fucking take the class and then go to the gun show and look around, see what I could find. You could go to the gun show without having done fucking A and B and still get your goddamn thing down there, dude.
Oh, hey.
And I don't want to be that guy. I want to go through and do it properly. And
well, yeah, you got to research what you want. You just don't go say, I want that one. It's big. Like, you got to look at the calibers and stuff.
Well, that's a responsible gun owner.
Right.
I'm responsible.
Responsible for talking mad shit tonight.
And spending lots of money.
That's all you fucking responsible for. Joe, we got away from bread, dude. I want to know what your plan is because, I mean, I know your plan, but I want you to talk about what you like as you're elevating and you're taking it from just something that you did on your off time and your breaks at work and shit. You're like, you're perfecting a craft and you've got plans now.
Yeah, it kind of started when I was in the mix of going through all this shit. I make a lot of bread, like too much.
Oh, I know. Literally, we see the pics.
Yeah, it's too much. It's
that's what
day.
The B stands for now.
That's for sharing. Bread's for sharing. That's why they call it breaking bread.
Well, right, no, I agree, but...
That's what the B stands for now. We call you Joe the Bread Guy instead of fucking Joe B. That's Joe Bread.
But I make basically two loaves at a time. So, and then I give one away and keep one, but even still, it adds up.
Sure.
You start freezing them, making croutons and stuffing, and it's, again, it's too much. So, me being me, it's, all right, well, might as well try to make some money off of this shit.
Sure.
So, of course, I was going to go balls out and go fucking, I should just open up a food truck. I watched Chef with Jon Favreau. And I'm like, that's
that
right.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah, that's probably one of my top five. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fucking make that. So I, you know, make my bread. And then I made the Cubano sandwich is my jam with my bread, though. So you switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. Cuban's my thing, too. Anywhere we go with that as a Cuban sandwich, I get that first.
Oh, fuck yeah. So good. but with talking to one of my friends, he's like, I'm not saying that your idea is bad, but
but it's bad.
Maybe you should slow it down, and instead of, you know, investing all that to a food truck, because if you look into it, dude, it's a lot.
Well, I'm sure it's like a restaurant too, where like, you know, X amount of percent, you know, fail, or you're not going to turn a profit within X amount of time. So you got to be prepared to, like, you know, either break even or take that loss for however long. I'm sure it's tough.
Yeah,
but even like just the health code shit, fucking insurance, making sure the truck itself, all the equipment, plus scaling up to who knows how big. And then if you make all that shit and, you know, fail.
Well, you only got one speed, motherfucker. You don't take shit easy. I mean, it's...
Well, no. See, this one I am, though. I'm trying to do this one right. So
for now, motherfucker,
I am.
Dude.
So
come on.
So I was talking to my friend, and he's like, what you should do is like try to supply a food truck. So I've shopped that idea. I dropped off bread to a couple food trucks for them to test out. And, you know, slowly. But then it's like, I need to be in a commercial kitchen. I can't use my kitchen.
Is that one of the stipulations, or you're just saying that?
Well,
that's a thing.
Is
like,
it?
If he gets on with a food truck and they are out from, you know, 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock every day, and all their stuff is bread related, he would need to sell them a lot of loaves a day.
That's true, too. Yeah, that's true, too.
There's places where you can rent kitchen spaces, but then that's more money.
Right.
You know who does that? DeAndre, the tire guy that was on here. He's got another side hustle where they do catering or whatever, and they don't have a kitchen, but they rent that commercial space.
Right. Yeah. So looking in commercial spaces, plus having insurance to cover it, there's a lot more that goes into it. So I'm definitely taking my time
to
try that I do it right, because I want it to grow and actually do something.
Yeah, that's good, man. Because that was one thing that we were both kind of like, wonder how this baking thing's going to be different than the podcast thing. Because, like, he only goes fucking Mach 2 with your fucking hair on fire and shit, dude. So, I mean, like, he don't know how to just do the speed limit. This motherfucker's going balls to the wall red line and shit. So, like, what? Like, that was one thing that we were always saying, is how's this going to be different?
No, it's not. I mean, it's it's really not. Other than...
Yeah, the kitchen instead of a studio. So, you're, like, more in the family area rather than
isolated. That's all I get to be until the commercial kitchen happens, you know what I mean?
Well,
I'm gonna have to go there, but it's more trying to figure out how I can do that within 2 days to plan everything out, maybe do some stuff at home. I don't know, I have to see how all that will play out. I would like to build one in the garage, but and see what goes into that. I have enough room between the small gym, her small spot, and I have another room, like, leftover area that I can turn into for just a couple stoves.
Your garage is pretty big. Like, you got a pretty decent sized garage.
Slow my roll, make sure I try to do this shit right so that I can actually do it and not rush it and go, fuck, it's not working, and then waste a bunch of money and time for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys have, like, any specialty shops over by you? Like, maybe there used to be this place, I don't know if they still have them down here, but it's like Cork and Olive or something, to where it would be like a special olive oils and wines where they would need bread. So maybe the demand wouldn't be so high on you to where you could do that kind of stuff now with what you have.
There's a couple farm stands, and like they do like craft fairs. So we had talked about doing that. And also talked about just doing like a bread delivery service, which, I mean, I highly doubt that will be like every 80, million people will be like, oh, fuck it, I'll watch your bread. Like, you know, it'll probably be like five new giveaways and that shit I can do at home.
You have farmer's markets. You can just, you know, pay to get it like a spot or something, like with a tent. Mm-hmm. I'm full of ideas. Like, I'm all about building shit. Like, he gives me an idea. I'm like, this is 10 ways you could do it. So just pick one.
Dude, did you hear about it? You hear with Kaz, dude? She started going back and forth with Kaz. Getting him goddamn new channels and new fucking threads and shit. Like, leave that man alone. He's got enough to do.
Yeah, how many pops have you bought, though, since he started?
None.
Oh, that's none. But he told me today, he was like, I'm going to get you, because here's the thing. Last Christmas, I bought two that were holiday themed. I bought a Thanos with an ugly sweater, and I bought a Groot with like Christmas lights on them and shit.
It's so cute.
We put those up at Christmas, and then when they're done, they go back in the fucking box with all the ornaments and everything else, and they go away. So like, it's whatever. And yeah. I took a picture of him when we got our Christmas shit out this week, and I sent it to him, and he was like, see, I know you like them motherfuckers, and I got an idea too. I know exactly the one that I'm going to show to Dutch, and she's going to want it, and then y'all are in.
What is
like,
it?
He didn't tell me. He wouldn't tell me. I was like, is it supernatural? And he goes, nope. And
they
I was
do
like,
have supernatural
shit.
Ones, though.
Yeah,
you they have a Dean Winchester.
You ain't getting that shit. Favorite. Fuck off.
He just, it was like the, after seeing his thing, it was like the next time I went to Target, I was like, let me just look to see what they got.
They've got a lot of different characters.
Oh, are you There's kidding? And then they got
shit. You'll never have the
own
collection.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Right. You ready for bed? All right, let me go tuck this motherfucker in.
Oh, my God. Should we take a break?
Yeah, take a break. I'll be right back.
All
right.
After these messages,
we'll be right back. Please leave your message after the tone.
What's up, Chris and Duchess? HT Nas, Florida guys. How's it going? This is Mikey C. I was just finishing up your episode. It's currently like 3:30 in the morning here. I just got off of work because we're doing fucking all-nighters. Ain't nothing better for your immune system in coronavirus days than working all nights in Hollywood for 12 fucking hours. But anyways, just finishing up your episode, and it said to fucking call in. You haven't gotten messages in a while, and you know what? I wanted to call and say I love you guys. I'm glad to hear you back, man. I missed you guys for those past 3 weeks, so glad to hear you back on the air. And I was also thinking, man, Chris, you, me, and Bobby, us three, we're all like Corona brothers now. So yeah, we got that going for us. Anyway, coming up, I'd say within the next 5 or 6 weeks, Chris, I need to have you on Failing Hollywood. All right, get at me. Talk to you guys soon. Love you guys.
Oh shit!
All right, let's come back in now.
Sorry.
From we haven't taken. I was telling him we haven't taken a break in a long time. I'm gonna have to find something to play during the middle there.
I'll make up a jingle for Joby's bread. I'll make a commercial.
Well, you didn't tell me the. Well, I mean, you've told me privately, but you didn't say the name that you're thinking, which is just absolutely genius. I love the fucking name.
Yeah, like Crumb Brulee,
because it's a play on breadcrumbs and his name. Like, dude,
but there's also Crumb Brulee, so it's kind of confusing.
Right,
it's a twist. That's
Crumb Brulee.
That's
is
an
a
official
dessert.
Spin.
That's true.
Yeah. So how the crumb is the inside of the bread, and then
that's what the scientific name is.
Yeah, that's I didn't know until recent. Well, not recent, but when I started, I didn't know that before.
I didn't know that fruit had meat on it. So
wait, yeah. What?
They cut yeah, like peaches. They say it's the meat of the fruit. Like fruit has meat. So I thought that was interesting. So the inside of bread being crumb is very interesting. Because normally you just think of crumb as being like the little leftover pieces.
Chris is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, I'm just letting y'all go. Yeah, I'm just letting y'all go.
I'm full of all kinds of useless and helpful information. I'm the best of all worlds.
So a friend of mine, one of the co-owners of Able, he was the one that came up with the name, because I was talking to him about the whole bread thing. And at first, like, because he had me on there for being a podcaster, because they're still new. So he was just asking me questions about that, sponsors, like, how to get shit going. And then I was telling him, it can consume you, you know, you gotta make sure you know what you're going for. And then when I was talking about the bread, he's like, oh, so you're serious about this? I'm like, oh yeah. But like, I will legit like have one of three avenues going at some time. Like, my goal is the end of the year, until I read how much stuff I actually need to get covered, that I want to make sure I do it right, so at least get through 2020 with all its bullshit, and then hopefully start it next year. But it was, you know, either home delivery, I supply a food truck, or I start a food truck. And he just kept thinking about a name, and he just like spit it like crème brûlée. I'm like, all right, man, I can't
not
a name. All right, I can't. Right. And the sourdough that I was making, the shape of it is a boule, which is like, it's like the round one. It's round, and even like it plays on my name. Like if I have a family crest that I got from my uncle, and it explains like the last name Boulet and how boule, like that's where it comes from for the French, and it means round ball like a fist. So when I was fat, I'm like, oh, so I'm supposed to be fat? Like that's what my name means.
Living it out, yeah, hell yeah.
You got to get one of those little things you can go like. On the thing,
stamp it on the top.
Oh, the stamp. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I follow like these art Instagram pages where they make like art on their loaves before they bake them. Like, what the fuck? And the scoring and stuff like that. I mean, I'm very remedial at best.
When they do that, how do you get the little pieces on the top not to burn, and then all the stuff on the inside to be cooked? That's art.
Yeah. Why is that dog barking now? What the fuck, man?
It's just. How dare you?
Come on. Pull that bitch in here, man.
Stop barking. This is ridiculous.
Lay down.
You're a good girl.
We're getting a dog.
Rug.
Don't do it.
We're already getting them. My friend of ours that I knew was coming as soon as they got this dog, that they were going to give it up because that's what they did with their last dog, because they're not home enough, and they're not active. Like, they don't take this dog for walks. Their idea of like walking this dog is around their house. Like the outside perimeter, but you know, that's their extent of taking this dog out. It's like, no, man, he's a puppy. He's like, you need to walk this dog. That's how you bond. That's how they know who, what's up.
Who's boss?
Yeah.
Man.
What kind of dog is it?
So, it's a Burmese Mountain Dog, German Shepherd mix. Yeah, he's gonna be a big motherfucker.
Hairy ass dog.
Yeah.
You're gonna be covered in hair. That's like the worst two combinations.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Gross. Oh, the dog's combinations. I was like, what's the other one? He's covered in hair and what?
No, they're both dogs. Because German Shepherds are short-haired and their hair falls out, and the mountain dogs have longer hair, so it's probably like a medium hair that's going to fall out everywhere.
Yeah, he looks more like a German Shepherd with like the Burmese Mountain coat.
Okay.
Like the color scheme.
Mm-hmm. They're black, brown, and white.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything.
I don't know anything. No, I don't know anything.
He's going to be a big-ass dog. That's all I'll say. Like, he's 78 pounds, and he'll just be a year. He's actually turns a year the week that you come up that weekend.
Oh, nice.
And we got a smaller dog just because we went through the big dog thing, and I'm like, I don't ever again. They're so expensive. Everything's more expensive with the medicine if he gets sick and
our last
heart guard and all that stuff. I'm just like, nope.
Yeah, our last dog was a shepherd, and he was 140 pounds when he was full grown.
He was tall as fuck, too. He was all muscle.
He stood up big. He had fucking, you know, big-ass paws and shit. Like, that was a big fucking dog.
Our dog's all right. It's just that she's very protective of the family. So if anybody else comes over, she wants to, like, you know, bark, 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 bark.
Yeah.
And that's kind of annoying.
Yeah, who knows what she was barking at there now.
But yesterday, Logan has this creeper onesie that he wears to sleep. So...
Creeper from Minecraft. Creeper not from like Minecraft. Not like creeper from pedophile or something. Yeah.
Like Wayfair.
It has a hood on it. So me and Luke are in the bedroom watching TV, and it's early in the morning, and the dog's in there with us, and he comes busting in the door like the police with this creeper suit on with his hood up, and this dog went fucking bonkers. Like, she stood up at the edge of the bed, like, front paws out, just like a growl, and then she's like, Rosie, it's just me. Like, he was so scared. And then
she's
like, oh shit. And then she just like laid down, started looking her butt because she was so like relieved that it was just him. I'm like, don't look your ass in the bed, dummy.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Dogs are fun.
They're all right.
It'll be nice to take out like hiking and stuff like that. I think that's
a good dog for that, for sure.
What
won't get hip problems?
They do. Dogs do.
Yeah, they do. Ours had shin splints.
No, it was growing pains, is what it was. I was praying it wasn't shin splints because it was gonna be like 3 G's surgery, and it was just a puppy because they grow so fast sometimes. So yeah, no, it's only growing pains. Thank God.
It's a bullet. That's not 3 G's.
Yeah, right.
$15.
Mm-hmm. And we got it from the pound, so you know.
Well, you mentioned that I was going to be coming up there for the plunge stream. It's 2 weeks from tonight, man. I'm getting excited. And I was actually going to do Riley a solid, and I was going to going to talk about it for a little bit tonight, just to kind of run it down and promote it for anybody that that doesn't know.
You play this for the commercial.
I was going to ask him if he had anything pre-recorded.
He doesn't.
Well, I got the information right here.
He'll ask you to write it for him and then just read it.
You know, that's kind of what he's been doing.
Love you,
Riley. He's working hard, man. He's working hard. Got a back.
Tony Stark in it.
He's
like Pepper Potts and shit.
No, he's making shit happen. He told us today that the, I don't know the letters, but one of the local news stations up there is actually going to be there on Saturday and like doing a thing for him or whatever. So he's like, hey, it's might make the news unless something crazier happens, you know, and I'm like, that's fucking pretty cool,
that's
man.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He's been on the news, but not for that.
Huh?
I said we'd get on the news, but not for that.
What would we get on for?
Something stupid.
Oh. Cool.
An exposure.
Naked man runs down beach.
So if I wasn't personally going to be there, I would stay up and watch this all 24 hours because I did last year. I slept on the couch and I had it going in the background and I would fall asleep for a little while and then I'd wake up and I'd see what they were doing and I'd check in and shit and fall back asleep. It was like I told Riley after it was done, I was like, it's just like strangely comforting, like to just have it on the TV and shit. And
it's like the Christmas story on New Year's Eve.
Kind of. Just let it run for the fucking whole day, man. And you just check in at different times and see what's going on and shit.
Okay, I didn't see this. Yep.
Yeah, so, no, I was rolling with you. It was nice. There was a time, I think, during that, like, P&D.
It was, like, 3 in the morning. Like, yeah, me and you were in the chat talking and shit, and they were doing their thing. It was fucking cool, man. But it's 2 weeks from tonight. It's 7 o'clock, and it's on all the platforms. It's going to be on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Podbean Live. And Riley and the Plunge are going to kick it off at 7 o'clock, and they're going to have a band performing right after that. A bunch of different podcasts are going to be performing. This is at the 10 o'clock hour, they're going to be doing the games. And it's fun to play along with because last year he made it so you could hook up and play with them. And I thought that was fucking cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And now this,
the Jackbox.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what he's going to be doing exactly this year, but I mean, if it would make sense because that was cool. Like I downloaded the thing on my phone and I was playing along with them and I was in their thing on their screen. So I mean, like that was pretty fucking cool. And then this year he's going to have the phone lines open the whole time too. So you could call in and like interact and shit. It's going to be, I think he's taking it up a notch, man. It's going to be a real good time whether you're there or not. So you can call in and talk to us.
Let me marge you.
Well, at midnight he's got it slotted that he's going to do a Ouija board.
Nope.
I'm not on board with that.
No, well, it's split. It's nope. Split. It, a nice pun. You're not on board with the board?
No. I don't do that. You better close it down right, Riles.
It's split. Like some of the people that he's got involved aren't really down with it either, man. Like,
I don't know. You don't know what you're letting in.
I know. We've been over this plenty of times.
I know. That's why. That's probably why he's fucking doing it. Probably to prove a point. I ain't possessed. Nothing followed me home.
Well, I don't know I don't necessarily know that I'm going to be there for this. I don't know how it's going to go. You know, like with the slotting and whatever, because the next day, Saturday morning, he's got fucking bright and early 9 a.m. Inner Circle Sports. So I would like to think that I need to be there for that because him and I do Inner Circle Sports together when we do it.
Maybe you should just spend the night there.
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go.
I think you should just
because it's not at his house again this year.
Where is it at?
It's going to be at like some office thing. He's got like an office space rented out and shit.
Fucking sleeping bag.
I don't fucking know how it's going to be. But then we actually are performing. I might call you because he's got HT Nos slated for 11 o'clock on Saturday that week. So I might actually call you and get you on HT Nos over the phone.
I don't think that's going to work, babe.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Well, we're doing something. I didn't even volunteer for this. He just added me to the fucking list. So I don't know what I'm going to be doing.
There's
on the show.
There's no way that I'd be able to sit in this room by myself without
I don't
any
mean for the whole time. I just mean to check in and shit.
That's fine.
Yeah, yes, we'll check in.
I can't sit and do a show with you by myself. Mom, I'm hungry. I'm going to the creek. I hurt myself. I fell down.
Are you going to do your own solo show again while he's gone?
Ooh, I might.
You could.
I could do that.
Yeah, you could. You did good last time, man. I was proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks. I'll see what I can dig up.
Well, you know.
What did I call it? What was it?
Getting raw with getting the Duchess.
I got some shit I could say.
She's fucking, yeah, that's an old callback too, because she don't get raw anymore. After two rings left, it's like, I don't really do that anymore.
Well, because you tell me I'm mean. Well,
you are mean.
I'm fucking a housewife now.
Mean spirited. But after
I thought I was lovely.
You are lovely. After HT Nos, we're going to do a swiping with Jason Almy and roll that right into the first ever Creatures. Well, not the first ever. The original Creatures of the Night we were all together.
Yeah, you got to give him more than an hour. So that's good that it's back to back.
Well, by the time Jason gets going, it'll be done because, you know how that
takes
goes.
Takes a long time to warm up. That's what Chrissy says.
Oh, damn. We got kidding. We're working on a good Creatures of the Night, though, so that's going to be fun, and I can't wait to do that live, too.
That'll be fun.
What are you guys talking about?
You're going to have to tune in on
he don't know.
On the 19th. I do know. We're going to try to trigger the fuck out of Riley, because that's the thing. Riley and Hunter are sitting in on all these shows, so Riley and Hunter will be there. And
great, so you get to listen to a married couple fight.
Well, no, we got somebody from Big Pharma and Hunter sitting in, and we've got somebody from
Pfizer.
I don't know what the fuck he is. He's a fake ass doctor. Ooh. And he's going to be trying to talk about COVID vaccines, and then we're going to be talking about fucking microchips. I mean, like, it's going to be a whole thing.
I had a friend named the pharmacist too, and it wasn't prescription drugs.
I'm just going to let you sit in that.
He's a real person.
Let you sit in that.
Jimmy knows what I'm talking about. Shout out, bro.
I'm going to be posting all this stuff closer to the time, but if you would like to donate to the live stream, go to plungepodcast.com/donate, and you can donate whatever you can. I know it's 2020 is a bitch, but if you have the means, please help out. And during the stream, hour by hour, they're going to be running raffles, so you can donate for $10 at a time to get raffle tickets for free giveaways. A lot of companies have chipped in different things, and there's a lot of cool prizes. So
is it a secret about their penis thingies?
I don't even know. He hasn't made a big deal this year about like the thresholds. Last year it was all about the thresholds, and this year that's kind of gone by the wayside. So I don't even know what the fuck they're doing. Because I'm
like, they should do like roll the cocks, and that would be funny.
Yeah, this year was definitely more about like getting good sponsorship and stuff to give away, but it wasn't like threshold built like last year was.
Yeah.
Are you gonna make a bread basket?
I would. Raffle. Yeah, I could do
since
that.
Since you got Mo breads.
Mo bread then a little bit.
show up in the morning with a basket of
a baguette and some fucking cheese.
Some scones.
Some marmalade.
Some scones.
Fucking baguette marmalade shit.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, this might actually be the meetup now, because like the meetup was supposed to be here for the Super Bowl in February, and like we're kind of wondering if that's even going to happen anymore. So I'm acting as if it's not. So this is going to be in lieu of that. And we're all coming in. Adam's gonna be there. I'm coming in. We're trying to get Kaz out there, but I don't think that's gonna fucking happen. Just trying to get everybody together one last time.
He's gonna go to Alaska.
Yeah, he's got a lot of trips in a short amount of time, so I think that's why it didn't pan out. He's going to the fucking Funko Pop headquarters and shit, goddamn nerd.
Hey, he likes it, whatever.
I know. I'm just saying. He needs to slow down, though, or he's going to end up like this guy I saw. Did you see that story about the guy who bought a PS5 and told his wife it was an air purifier, and then she found out that it wasn't and made him sell it?
Are you serious?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dumb bitch. You don't know what a fucking PS5 PlayStation looks like.
Well, it looks weird. I mean, have you seen the PS5? It doesn't look like a system.
It don't look like an air purifier.
I mean,
and then more like an air purifier than a system.
Can you believe, like, picture her trying to turn this air purifier on and there's no air coming out of it? Like, she just presses a button and thinks it's on.
Well, I think
they have those silent, like, air conditioners that you can get, like those Ring ones.
I wanted one of those. Well,
I know, but it's like and then from his point, if she thinks it's an air purifier and he's running it all day and playing it all night, that's not good for your system. You're going to burn that shit out. They're both dumb.
I read the article. Just,
if your woman's not going to let you get a PS5 and you want one, why are you with her?
That's fucking true, dude. That's fucking true. We said yourself. This shit. I want to say it was like single digits HT NOS, and I was balls deep in Destiny when Destiny came out. And I thought about this today because Jason posted that meme, and then he was like, you called him out. You're like, I bet you don't even know what the game's that from. And he said fucking Halo, and I wish I could have jumped through the internet and fucking smacked him. But I would, dude, I was so into Destiny, you know, a few years ago when that shit came out, and we found that group on Facebook, The Wives Against Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was so, dude, it was just a bunch. What? It was like Antifa for wives, and their husbands played video games. Like, they were so angry. They wanted to fucking, like, destroy Destiny, wipe it from the fucking face of the earth.
So dumb.
They had their banner on the Facebook group. It said it was the Destiny lettering, but instead of saying Destiny, it said divorce. It was, yeah, it was bad. It was fucking bad.
But it's okay if them bitches want to go walk around Target for 3 hours.
Yeah, because then you can play your game. No, I mean,
that's the difference.
You know what you got to do, Joe? You got to get yourself a positive COVID test, because then you got plenty of fucking game time, dude. You could just sit. Right. You could sit there. I played through the Super Nintendo Zelda on the Switch. I sat in bed and I fucking played through the whole thing. I told her, I was like, you know what's fucked up? I remember when I was 11 years old spending an entire summer being stuck, and I'm already past that part, and I just started this shit an hour ago.
It's like you remember where everything is.
Yeah, but I was kind of dumb as a kid, I think.
It's like when I play Super Mario 3 or something, and I know exactly where to, like, fucking fly up into the air and walk through the little thingies.
Well, everybody know that because they thought of Withered. Call back!
Oh, shit.
Did you
see? I saw a story earlier that you guys doing creatures.
What's that?
That was right up your alley. It's the Philadelphia Experiment. I guess there was a movie in the 80s that's very loosely based on it, only like they made it some weird love time travel story. But the actual story of the Philadelphia Experiment is this ship that the Navy was doing these experiments with,
yeah,
to basically have like a cloaking device back in 1943. So like I think they said Italy had just surrendered to the Allies as they were testing out this cloaking thing for this ship. And the ship reportedly either like the crew either went crazy, had some illness, or they were saying some of them were fused to the ship. Fused bodies and limbs.
I remember hearing about that. That has some connection to the Montauk Project, doesn't it? Like, aren't those two connected in some form or fashion? Because I think I remember hearing about that at the same time.
I don't know about that. All I know is they were talking about just this shit.
Well, the Montauk Project is what Stranger Things was based on. Like, how they were working on energy weapons to, like, you know, open up fucking alternate realities and shit. Yeah.
If you're going to put a force field around a boat and metal charges electricity, you would have to have some kind of, like, padding in between. So,
insulation. I feel like
the people that were on the boat and they were trying to use this force field probably had brain damage and probably did get stuck to the hole and shit because it's so much energy.
You know what it made me think of when you were describing it right there is that movie Event Horizon. You remember that movie with the dude from Jurassic Park and shit? And
I like that dude.
They had that ship and they like fucking accidentally like went through a ripping space into like hell or something, and they came back and all the ship was like doing shit and like making people see weird things. Like the dude saw his dead kid and like people were walking around with no eyes and shit. Like it was fucked up.
Kind of like The Shining, but in space.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Where he went crazy. Or not crazy, but
now he went to fucking hell.
Yeah.
which is in space, I guess. Hey, I don't know.
I've
heard that Saturn is actually like the physical representation of hell.
But it's cold there.
And I've heard that Jupiter is the physical representation of heaven. And on December 21st, they're going to be in alignment, Joe. What does that mean?
December 21st is the first day of winter.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's the winter solstice.
Yeah.
And the Christmas star that hasn't been seen in like 800 years or some shit.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. They're going to, like, the way that they're all going to be lined up is going to make it so bright and shit. It's going to look like that star.
Sweet.
What if it was like, what's that? Thor, Dark World. The, where they get all lined up. What the fuck did he call it? Damn it.
I don't know.
That's one of the ones that you don't watch repeatedly. Why are you referencing the fucking Dark World, dude?
I just watched it the other day.
Did you really?
Which door is that?
The second one, the sequel.
Oh, the funny one.
Yeah, the one that everyone forgets about. It's the original one, and then Ragnarok.
Hell yeah, dude.
Ragnarok is probably one of my favorite.
It's fucking hell yeah, dude.
I had my ass off at the opening. That was like the best. It's like, hold on, wait a minute, turn around, hold up. All right, now I'll talk shit.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I was rewatching all those when I was laid up. The one that I liked the most, I was watching them out of sequence and everything. I was just picking and choosing. Doctor Strange, dude. So underrated. So fucking underrated.
I can't wait for the next one.
It's going to be so good, man. It's going to be so good.
Well,
reading into like where they're going with like everything with Spider-Man 3 and the Spider-Verse and like the multiverse with Doctor Strange 2, like I'm excited for all these Marvel movies if they ever come out.
They will.
They will.
Did you see Warner Brothers is dropping their shit on HBO starting next year or starting on Christmas with Wonder Woman?
Yeah, everything.
How you feel about that?
I'm down. I'm thinking I'm going to get fucking HBO Max.
We got it. I like
it. We have everything except for Apple TV. It's really sad.
We don't have everything.
We've got a lot of things.
I mean, shit, we even got Gaia, dude. I pay 11 bucks a month to watch fucking alien docs and shit.
I was going to say Gaia. Like the thing, I've seen that shit on Instagram. You pay for that?
Hell yeah.
It's like $11 a month.
Creature material, baby.
That he don't watch.
There you go.
I don't watch it as much as I should.
It's a waste of $11.
Kind of is. But I mean, like, I gave the other two the password, too. So, I mean, they've got the access to watch it.
I'm sure Adam might watch it. Yeah, but
it's coming out of your pocket.
I know.
StreamYard, and give a fuck.
Yeah, so StreamYard.
I do like the background. That's cool. You guys can all do that shit?
Yeah, but there's different brands. Yeah.
Oh,
but it's fine. I don't mind supporting.
Look, I could change the brand right now. Boom, Creatures.
Oh, shit. Now we on Creatures.
Look at that shit. But
yeah, so that Philadelphia experiment, some guy in like that witnessed it started writing to some newspaper under some alias about the whole thing. So this guy was looking into it.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
A time traveler.
I've heard it before, and I've heard it referenced recently. I don't know why I've heard it recently, but it's been on my radar recently too.
Probably on Supernatural. They're all into watching like all that stuff.
Well, the article that I read was just the other day, but they were more talking about the movie that was in like the 84, which turned into some like time travel movie or some shit, some love story. I don't know.
It was a theatrical thing, but like a theatrical movie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Looked cheesy as fuck.
I'd watch it.
84. So
I'd watch it. Dude.
The Rocketeer. What year was that made?
89.
That was some pretty impressive things.
Rocketeer's a bomb, dude. Hell yeah.
I was impressed with the stairs that came off the spaceship. I'm like, dang, that one. How they did good.
That was Flight of the Navigator.
That's a good ass shit too. That's old. Fuck.
That's the one I meant. Rocketeer was good though too.
See what I mean with the fucking confident and the wrong information?
It's like the same thing. They're spacey. I don't know.
Spacey. You're spacey.
Duh.
Do you guys want to do some Florida stories?
Sure.
I do.
We've been rocking for a little bit. Let's bust some crackhead shit.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do Welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
Each and every week, What the Fuck Florida is sponsored by Official Clothing. Go to official.com, that's OHFISHL. Use code HTNOW to save 25% off of your order of handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules. Joe's rocking a nice hat.
He is. Kaz is working on some HTNOS custom jewelry, and he said that he's been holding off sending me the other stuff he's got until he finishes that stuff. So I'm hoping maybe I could get it before the trip, and then I could rock it all the way up there.
That's what's up. Okay. Hopefully I'll get my Patreon box before then.
Maybe if I roll through TSA wearing all the official gear, they won't be like, hey, you fucking Rona head, get over here.
Do you have to bring paperwork with you or anything?
I don't think so.
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
That's why I'm like, I don't know if you should go because you're not doing any research.
I'm trying. Here's the thing. Right before we started recording, I was talking to Two Rings' wife because she just flew to Washington, D.C. or Virginia or something last week. So I was like, yo, what the fuck you had to do? And she said she had to like declare that she was good and her kids were good or whatever.
Oh, like Michael Scott declared bankruptcy? How the fuck do you just walk through and declare? I declare that I am negative for COVID.
I do declare that I am. In perfect health on this day
for this journey.
I don't know. I'm trying to, because
are you gonna walk in? Here's my results, everybody. I declare all right. Negative.
I'm flying into Boston, but then getting into a car and immediately going to New Hampshire. So I think I kind of am exempt from their rules and shit. But yeah, I'm trying to get a straight answer, and that's pretty hard.
Because it's not like you could just work from home like me. If I get stuck somewhere and I have my computer, then I'm fine.
That's true. We'll find out in 2 weeks. But Florida stories. Okay, first one, we're in Cape Coral, Florida, where a Florida man is accused of hitting an umpire after he called a strike on him in a softball game.
I mean,
struck the strike.
Sports gets rough.
Well, I this is kind of like another non-story like last week with the lettuce, but I saved it for two reasons. Great line And it's about softball and the Dutch. And the Dutch would have fought somebody like this in softball when she played. She took this shit so seriously. Fucking co-ed goddamn softball at the goddamn rec center and shit. And she was acting like she was batting fucking cleanup for the goddamn 27 rings.
I would get picked up for all kinds of games.
I know. You were fucking hoeing all over every field over there and
you
shit.
You were working nice. What am I supposed to do? Sit at home by myself?
We need a girl. Nope. And you're like, I'm that bitch. And fucking
shit. Yeah, because most girls that play softball, they just stand there and be like, oh, did the ball go by? Oh. They
pink don't want, cats.
You know what I mean? Just they just stand up there just because they need a lady for the team because it's co-ed. I'm like, if I get up there and do some shit.
She played pregnant, dude. She played when she was pregnant and other girls were talking shit to her because she was pregnant. And she
was only 3 months. I wasn't even showing.
Oh, there you go.
They made her catch. She was catching and she was behind the plate and she was kind of talking shit to the bitch that was batting and that bitch wanted to fight you too, didn't she?
Yeah. Because I don't know.
As the balls are coming in, she's like, ooh, strike. Ooh.
I did. I have a problem. I would be like, oh, that's a good one. And sometimes I'd be like, no. I don't know. I talk out loud.
Bitch turned and looked and she was like, shut your fucking pregnant ass up.
She didn't know I was pregnant.
Hormones, sorry.
When I slid into second, that's when I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't play because I forgot.
Jesus.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, all right.
When I was like, all right, I should stop.
This one here, it's like glory days, dude. She's like, you know, like I said, it's fucking co-ed softball.
It's fun and it's exercise and I enjoy it.
And I'll kill you. Yeah, and she'll kill you.
I played softball this past year with my work. I had some people from work that put together a team for work. So I was playing on that, but then I didn't play anymore for whatever reason. I think we fought about it. I don't remember. But I'm like, fine.
You were falling back into old ways, and I had to put my foot down. I had to put my foot down because softball leads to hoeing, and that's unacceptable.
I am not in my prime anymore. You should not worry about anything like that.
I don't give a fuck, dude. A car's got four wheels. It can roll, all right?
Oh, my God.
I don't give a fuck. Cape Coral, Florida.
Let me finish my story. So when we were moving, I had my softball bag, and he goes, what should I do with this? I'm like, throw it in the trash. And he got so mad. I'm like, why? It's not like I'm ever going to use it again. See? And it's in our garage now.
Yeah. Just picking fights, and I'm the bigger man.
Huh? Bullshit. Cape Coral.
So I guess getting punched out in baseball or softball means you were caught looking on strike three. I don't know baseball. I don't know terminology, but I guess if you're caught looking, strike three, they call that a punch out.
Okay.
All right. According to police, Florida man turned the tables on an umpire Tuesday night, punching him out after calling the strike.
I'll tell you though, some of the guys that played on the COA team, they thought that they were in the major leagues. I couldn't pitch because I was afraid I'd get a line drive to my face.
I'll tell you exactly who it was.
For the fences every time.
I'll tell you exactly who it was. His name was Curtis. He was a fucking free agent. He didn't have a team, but he would stand up there on the fence like this, watching everybody play. Y'all need one more? Y'all need one more? Mm-hmm. And he would get out there and he would fucking hit. I mean, dude was a hitter. He would fucking, here's the thing. He would either take it out or he would strike out. Like there was no in between. Right. That motherfucker wasn't base hitting. Players. He would take it out to the cars or he was fucking walking back. Super serious, dude. I mean, terrible. Glory days shit, you know, I'm guilty of that. You know,
Uncle Rico.
If I got out and played football right now, I'd probably do the same thing. I'd probably hurt myself. Yourself. Exactly. I'd probably hurt myself thinking I was 20 again, you know?
I could throw this over a mountain.
I'll tell you, the first time I ran to first base this past year, I was sore for 3 days. I ran around that field because I was playing short and left field, and then I played first for a little bit, and I'm just like, man, I forgot how hard this was. So much.
I mean, that's the gist of this story. The dude got a strike called on him and he punched the fucking umpire. I only saved it for the punch out and so Dutch can talk about her glory days in softball. That's legit the only reason.
I don't even know why you bring that stuff up because my glory days are his worst days.
That's all right. I'm here to prop you up. I ain't here to fucking, it don't got nothing to do with me. Yeah, I'm here to prop you up. Mm. I'm a very supportive husband. You don't even
know. Not when it comes to things
yes,
I like
I
to do.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. If you got COVID tomorrow, I wouldn't be making fun of you. I wouldn't be giving you shit.
Be crying in a corner because you can't do shit without me.
Nope. I'd be getting the best sleep of my life for 10 to 14 days like I did last time.
On the couch like I did. I slept on the couch for 2 weeks. It sucked.
I sleep on a couch tonight. I don't give a fuck.
You bet your ass you would.
Aaron Charles Dvorak, 38, of Cape Coral, was charged with battery on a person 65 years or older.
And he was an old dude.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking retarded. You can't do that.
According to witnesses, Dvorak came to the plate during a softball game and complained about a strike call the umpire made. After an argument, he allegedly struck the umpire in the face, causing injury to the official's
Dvorak
lip.
Dvorak sounds like an angry Russian.
It does, right?
Dvorak.
Did he not have a mask on? Like, protective mask? Like, how you get hurt?
The umpire?
Get punched in the face.
Umpires don't wear masks. When
they
get,
sometimes they do. They wear those.
They get the face shield.
Yeah. The ones that we, because foul balls and yep. shit. Like,
I don't know.
Maybe that's just major league thing. Yeah. I thought they wore protective shield.
When I played
their face.
This past year, they did. There was an older guy, and he had one of those like catchers, like hockey masks or catcher's masks on.
I'm just saying that old man sounds like a bitch.
He was like 80, dude. He was 68, dude.
What the fuck ever, all right? Don't be making bad calls, all right? That you fucking writing checks your fucking ass can't cash, right?
That she's swinging the bat if it's close. That's his fault.
I mean, he seems a little bit old to be calling games at the plate.
Fuck it, he seems a little bit old to be taking fucking swings, dude.
Yeah.
38 and he's out there on a fucking Wednesday and that's the highlight of his week and shit. Fucking.
Maybe it is. Fucking judgy. What's the highlight of your week?
Right now, the quality time I get to spend with you.
Quality.
Yes.
Quality.
So, sticking in the same neighborhood, Naples, Florida, a Florida man was pulled over for speeding, so he played a song that the cops know all too well.
Panama!
Why Panama?
Panama! Because you always see that when there's cars speeding and they're like rocking out and there's always fists.
Name me one time. That wasn't, they were shooting the fucking car. They were torching it when that was on.
I thought they were doing donuts in the parking lot.
Yeah, and then they shot the fucking car and they lit it on fire.
It's a party.
Oh my God. A man was arrested during a quote illegal speed contest on US 41 near Naples on Wednesday night, blasted the hit series Cops theme song Bad Boys from his car, according to the Collier County Sheriff's Office.
Stupid.
According to the report, deputies finishing up a call on the highway observed two vehicles, a red Ford Mustang and a silver Infiniti, slow roll past them and then speed away.
Why wouldn't they play like Ludacris or something?
Well, why?
Because he's in Fast and Furious. Fucking play Ludacris. Too fast. Bad Boys.
Too furious for y'all. Both cars pulled over for deputies. One, quote, Fast and Furious wannabe star was clocked at 95 and a 55.
When it's not that fast.
When officers approached him in a 55. When officers approached the Infiniti, the driver, Oscar Manuel Yera,
how many other names he got?
Four, and I don't know how to pronounce the last two, so he's going to be Oscar Manuel.
Or the first two.
Oscar Manuel, motherfucker, I just did it.
It's Manuel.
It's Oscar Meyer.
He seemed surprised he was in trouble and said, what? What did I do?
Speed, bitch.
As deputies were walking away to run the 19-year-old's license, Oscar Manuel fired up the 1987 hit by reggae group Inner Circle.
What? That's hilarious.
Fun fact, when Creatures of the Night was on the Inner Circle feed and Jason would upload the episodes, he said he would upload the art so it would come up on the player, but we would always have a picture of the band Inner Circle. There was like four black dudes from the 70s. It looked like they were like extras on What's Happening.
Yeah.
And they were leaning up against the car. Every time I put the fucking episode on, I'm like, who are these guys? That's Inner Circle, there motherfucker.
That's hilarious.
As for the driver of the Mustang, Golden Gate man, Jose Luis Ramirez Sanchez, he was also arrested on the same charge, but he didn't play any music.
Smart.
Third man, 20-year-old Mustang passenger, Arlington Joel Aguilar Hernandez. The motherfucker's first name is Arlington.
Stupid.
Weird.
Texas. He was fucked. And he got, you know.
He was fucked in Texas. Finish what you were going to say. He was fucked in Texas.
He might have been.
He was also arrested for coordinating the race between the cars. Nope. No music either.
That's a shame.
That is a shame, right?
He got arrested for coordinating.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I'm the one that set it up.
He was the Ja Rule, right? He's walking out holding all the fucking money and shit.
No, he's standing in the middle of the cars with a fucking open-chested suit and a fucking flag.
He was Paula Abdul in that music video with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
dropping exactly. The fucking scarf and
fucking
shit.
Fucking Grease Lightning.
Oh man, moving right along. We're in Latanya.
Never heard of it.
This is a rough one. This is a tale of true love gone wrong.
Oh, sounds like a It happens.
Well, I mean, Joe, you know firsthand about how true love can go wrong in the state of Florida. I mean, like, we're calling back all the old school fucking callbacks tonight. And you know, first fucking hand.
My motherfucking name Joe B.
How well?
5'2" spitting bars out of N.E.
Dude, she remembers all that shit. She fucking wrote a whole goddamn verse about you.
It's a rap. It's a whole rap.
I know.
That's how much I love him so much.
Latanya man, enraged by unrequited love, set a woman on fire after finding out that she was in an alleged relationship with his stepfather.
Seems aggressive.
Yeah.
It's very aggressive. I mean, like,
fire worthy.
Okay, look, if I can't have her, no one can, and then there's lighting a bitch on fire, and there's many steps in between. You know what I mean? Like,
light something else of hers on fire.
I wish you would burn my clothes.
Was that R. Kelly?
I don't know. I think it was Dave Chappelle. Luis Angel Quinones.
Oh, wow.
53 is accused of pouring gasoline on Angelica Acosta Blanco, 61, and igniting her in flames on Monday night.
No way.
During questioning, Quinones said he was enraged about the romantic relationship between Acosta Blanco and his stepfather, Feliberto Alvarez, because he was also in love with her. Acosta Blanco had lived in the family's home for years and cared for Quinones's mother until the woman died about a month ago. Alvarez lived on the property, but in a separate home.
They were fucking the whole time she was sick.
That's what I'm thinking. They had little flings, and then she was like, "No, I want to be with your dad."
Maybe she murdered that bitch.
Could be. Damn, there's layers to this. Shit.
Oh, she just had a heart attack in her sleep? No, they're suffocated.
No, she fucking died of COVID, in quotes.
Wink, wink.
The chick that got lit on fire, I heard she was having complications from COVID.
After being set on fire?
So crazy.
Quinones stormed out upon learning Acosta Blanco was involved with his stepfather and went to a gas station where he filled a container with fuel. He then returned to the home, poured gas on her, set her on fire using a lighter. He told police that he'd been drinking prior to the attack. You gotta grease the wheels.
Even if you're drinking, I mean, I don't think I can be that drunk to think that it's okay to fill a container. You have so much time to think about this.
Well, here's
even when you're drunk,
dude. Listen to this.
So much rage.
It gets worse. Witnesses say they saw Acosta Blanco running from the house while on fire. And Quinones was outside with a hose that he chose not to put the fire on her out, but he was pointing it at the house and putting it out as the fire that she ran through the house. He's putting out the fire in the house and let that bitch run away.
I guess she's dead anyway.
She was taken to Delray Medical Center in critical condition and then flown to Jackson Memorial in Miami for treatment of second and third degree burns.
So she's alive.
She is alive. Waiting to have COVID complications in looking the hospital.
Like, now that bitch looks like Seal for the rest of her life.
Why Seal?
He's a burn victim.
He does have that face.
He's a burn victim, bro.
Is he a burn victim?
Yeah.
He's just got scarring.
No.
It was scarring from a disease. He wasn't burned.
Scarring from a disease?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forget what it was, but it's not. I'm pretty
glass
sure.
Glass cuts? Not. He had a rare case of fucking falling through a plate glass window.
Fine, I'll change my statement. This looks like Deadpool.
That I can get behind. Right. That I can get behind. So as a palate cleanser from that horrific tale, I have one of those feel-good stories that I've been trying to bring back into the mix in these Florida tales.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We're not actually in the state. We are in Delaware.
Hi, I'm in Delaware.
In New England right now, okay? We're in Delaware. We're a Florida
Delaware, not New England.
It's fucking close North. Enough. Shut
Every
up.
Every time he no, says he's not. Going, ask him, I never know where he's going.
North fucking east, bitch.
I'm
yes,
like,
it is.
Wherever you're going, North, New Hampshire, New England, New Jersey, I don't know where the fuck you're going. You're just going because he's like, I'm going to, where are you going?
Many little states that are all jumbled up together.
Delaware is like mid-Atlantic. It's south of Jersey.
Don't talk to me about mid-Atlantics, dude.
Or north of Jersey. South of Jersey.
It's in the
See, you don't even
group.
Know. You're trying to. You're it's, just like her, dude. You're fucking like trying Maryland to bow up on me and shit. You don't Maryland. Even know. You don't even know. Whatever, dog.
I've always wanted to move to Maine.
Who?
Me.
You
remember?
You want
to
move to Maine?
I wanted to be a marine biologist and live in Maine. That was my dream.
That'd be cool.
That's where Hunter is.
That's my dream. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe I would have married him in another life. been a marine biologist, living on the coast, eating lobsters and shit.
He's half your age, madam.
Doesn't matter.
He said another life. She didn't say now.
Another life, yeah.
Well, in Delaware, a Florida man was rescued by a banana boat. And why is that funny?
You said banana?
I didn't know that was a real boat. I thought it was a fucking suntan lotion.
No, it was a fucking freighter hauling bananas. Like a legit boat.
I think about the boat.
You were thinking about Jaws with that banana boat.
That's a floaty. That ain't a boat.
Whatever, dude.
Continue.
Overnight Saturday into Sunday. Oh, shit. I missed his name.
Some motherfucker
had a boat that capsized 86 miles off the coast of Florida. As he clung to the tip of the boat just barely above water, he didn't think he'd survive. No one was around. Time was a blur. He didn't know if he was out there for 3 hours or 12 hours. He told the Coast Guard his boat's engine started making squealing noises. This is weird. The engine was making fucked up noises, so he went to sleep. That makes no sense. Hopefully it's better in the morning. And he woke up to the boat flooding with water before it tipped below the surface. So he woke up and the shit was like going down.
Jesus.
It says he had equipment that could be used to send out a distress signal, but that got stuck underwater so far below that he couldn't hold his breath long enough to dive down and reach it.
Plus, you probably get electrocuted.
Possibly. But luckily, a 220-foot cargo boat hauling Chiquita bananas was heading his way. The Angeles boat bound for Delaware looked like a small spot on the horizon at first, but as it got closer, I guess his name is B. It says B.
Okay.
B-E-E. Oh. B took off his shirt and waved it in the air. He said the boat blew its horn, which he took as a signal that the crew saw him. Soon they welcomed him aboard, said the crew was very excited to have him and treated him very well. Quote, it was better than a cruise ship. I've been on one of those once before. These were the nicest guys ever. They just kept feeding me.
Bananas.
Throwing bananas at him and shit. His niece is flying to Philly to pick him up and fly him back to Florida. He's relieved to be alive and joked that he'll eat a peanut butter and Chiquita banana sandwich soon.
It's probably what they were feeding him on the boat.
He looked like Castaway. I don't know how long the motherfucker was out there, but they showed a picture of him climbing like onto the boat, and he had like long-ass beard and shit. Like, he looked like fucking Castaway. So I don't know if that's just how he looks normally
how long he was out there. He just knew he was out there.
Yeah. Hanging on the boat.
I bet you that's for insurance fraud.
What do you mean?
Not fraud, but so you're right. So you have insurance on your boat. He's probably like out of money, been living on this thing, but has insurance. Maybe.
Sink that bitch in the docks. Why you got to take it 86 miles out into the fucking water?
Make it look believable.
Right.
Man.
Maybe that guy grew his beard and shit and got sunburned before he got on his boat. Nobody knows what he looks like before he got on his boat.
Conspiratorial. I love it.
Hell yeah.
I fucking love it, dude.
That dude was looking like Castaway before Castaway.
Ooh.
Like you said. You hear your fucking engine making noise, and you're like,
I'm just going to go to sleep. Yeah, hope it's better in the morning.
Maybe he thought he was Bigfoot.
Who was Bigfoot?
Because you said you heard noises outside. I thought maybe he's just like, yeah, it's Bigfoot. I'm just going to go to sleep. Hey, they're fucking interdimensional. They can be anywhere.
How do you know?
They just are. Because they disappear and there's no bones.
Joe, this is the first time I've actually had the opportunity to give you props, dude, because you tried to get me into this creature shit years ago, and I wasn't trying to have it.
And,
well, so have I. I've been trying to get you to creature shit longer than Joe has.
Not really. You've just been trying to get me to be woo-woo.
How long have I been watching Finding Bigfoot?
That's what I'm saying. You're trying to get me to be. You were trying to get me to be woo-woo, not like actually objectively look at shit that quite possibly might be true.
I'm like, look at this show.
You're like, look at these fucking hill jacks in the woods beating on trees with sticks.
Monster Quest is fake. I'll tell you that. Them old ass hillbillies in their overalls. I don't watch that show.
You don't watch that one?
Nah. Finding Bigfoot's legit. I'll watch that one. With fucking Bobo.
Yes.
I don't watch none of that shit.
You should. It's pretty good.
I don't have time. I'm too busy making bread. Or I've been watching Hot Ones lately. And The Cabin. The
fuck is Hot Ones?
They're doing
big hot bread?
It's hot shit. You eat hot shit.
Hot wings. Oh, like fuck up your it's intestines? The hot sauce. The interviews. Dude, some of the interviews, like, he asked really good questions.
I heard it's a good show.
The one that with Bill Burr is hilarious.
Yeah, Paul Rudd is probably
Paul Rudd's good too.
One that I've watched him do. But like he does his homework and pulls up not obscure shit, but just not your normal, like, for these people, not their normal interview questions. Usually it's the same shit over and over. Like he has a good repertoire with them, and his questions are pretty good. where like people are like, fuck, how the fuck do you find that shit out? Like it's pretty good. Plus watch them squirm when it gets really hot. Like it's funny too. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what exactly they're going to be eating, but that's on the list for Riley's plunge stream too. They're doing a hot one.
As long as they don't mix McDonald's shit there, together. I'm scrolling back that up. Was disgusting.
Ugh. They've got it set for 6 a.m. Six in the morning hot ones challenge.
Because they're going to need a wake up call because them bitches are going to be up.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I think they're going to be napping this year. I don't think they're going to stick it out all the way
through.
Well,
they have to do in shifts, right?
I think that they're relying on the help of the other
the shows
people.
To come in.
Yep. And they're going to be sleeping in the other room.
They're guesting. Guess we'll have to figure it out.
Guess we'll have to figure it out. We'll have to see in 2 weeks.
I'm curious. I want to do some hot stuff. Like, just that. None of them are crazy, like the highest ones, but I want to know. Like when they, because they tell you what each sauce is rated, like Scoville wise.
Right.
And it's like, how, I have no idea how hot is that.
1 million so I'm curious on some of them. Scoville units. Mm-hmm.
I never was into shit that was hot just for the sake of being hot. Like I like some hot wing sauces that like have flavor and taste good, but like just for like the sake of saying like this is the hottest one, usually you can't even fucking taste it. It's just hot for the sake of being hot. And I was never down
like
with that.
Like the beginning. The beginning ones are definitely like they get hot, but there's flavor to them. Mm. But then there's the last three. There's one in particular, Da Bomb. Like that one is just it's for hot. Like that's it.
You can ruin your taste buds eating that shit. I have a guy that I used to work with who grows the ghost peppers because peppers are easy to grow. They can grow in a little pot, whatever. So then anytime we have like a potluck, he tried to be cool and like bring them out and he'd grill them and stuff.
He'd try
and
be like, to be cool.
Put this on your burger or put this or I made this with that. And I'm like, I don't want to eat that shit. Too spicy.
He was trying to get with you.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to kill them taste buds.
I ain't saying nothing.
Car with four wheels.
Still rolling. That bitch still rolls.
They all like me for my personality.
That bitch is still rolling.
I'll be rolling to my grave.
Have you watched We Are the Champions?
What's that?
It's on Netflix. It's like a docuseries that they take. Like the first one, it's about this cheese rolling championship up in like some East Bumfuck hick town in London. Hmm. And they do this hill is steeper than a 45 degree angle. And they roll down this wheel of cheese. And a whole group of people race down trying to be the first one. But you're not really running. Like you're falling, flipping all over the place. And this girl won it like 3 years or three times in a row. So they were kind of like highlighting this weird champion. The next one was about like just eating Carolina Reaper peppers. Like it's like a pepper eating competition. And it's from, I think, North Carolina. This dude is like, he grows the Carolina Reaper. Like that was his claim to fame. And he tries to make these hot ass fucking peppers. It's funny.
No, I haven't seen it, but it sounds like something I would watch.
Yeah, it really does.
Challenge stuff. I watched Forged in Fire. I watched there was like a glass blowing competition, which was cool.
Yeah, it's not so much like you're not watching the game show of it. It's more like you're learning about the champions who have won it. Mm-hmm. And the way that they do it, it's pretty cool.
I'd watch one that. Like
frog racing.
When I'm done watching all 15 jumping. Seasons of Supernatural.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'm actually, you know what? I'm conflicted because I'm sad, but I'm also kind of relieved that The Office is getting taken off of Netflix this month because I've got so much shit that like new shit that I haven't seen before that I should be watching, but I just sit there for 3 hours and I watch reruns of that. I love that show so bad, and I just discovered it last year, and I'm watching the whole series through again for like the fifth time. I love that show, but they're taking it away, so I'm like, when I was quarantined up, I was like, I'll start watching that one more time and get through it again before they take it away.
There you go.
So once that's gone, I mean, like I could start getting caught up on shit because
that show's hilarious.
We finished season two of The Boys finally, and then we got to catch up the last couple Mandalorians because I know this last one was like the big one that everyone was super excited about.
I just finished last week's Mandalorian. I haven't seen this week's.
Well, last week is the one with Ahsoka, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everyone was so excited about.
Oh, man.
It was pretty cool.
She's that orange chick with the dicks hanging off the side of her head.
Right,
heads.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
I love The Mandalorian.
It's so good, dude.
Such a good show.
It's so good. Dude, that fucking Luke call again.
John Favreau.
Luke! Yeah, he's an awesome director.
Killing it. Did you watch The Cabin?
Yes.
Dude, fucking, that show is awesome.
Leanne is an angel.
I actually had that.
She is an angel. To put up with him, I feel like we're Bert and Leanne for you know, just she puts up with so much shit.
How dare you? How dare you?
But he's a funny, good dude, and he does it for his family, which is why she puts up with it.
Why do you put up with it?
Because you're a funny, good dude who does everything he does for his family. It's true.
Pay scale is a little different.
Just a little. But I wouldn't, he wasn't always paid like that, so.
Right, yeah. No, he not until I'm sure like they recently. Had
some rough, I'm sure they've had some rough patches.
So what you're saying is you're putting in your time now, and then when you'll you're reap the rewards later. You're never going to be
famous.
Later.
That's time
I'm not saying, dude, I ain't saying that. I'm for sure never going to be famous. But I'm going to find a, I'm gonna find a way.
No, it's good. No, you but could, that, though. That show was great. I couldn't believe the one episode where he was waxing his asshole.
That one chick, the she one came in and left. Saw it and she left.
Come on here.
And then that hot chick came, that Nikki chick, and she came, and then his butthole was just in the air and she had to help him.
Ugh.
Dude, I'm like, that's hilarious.
I've had this on the list for probably over a month, you know, but then everything, you know, it just hasn't come up. I actually had it on the episode that Kaz was on to talk about because we had just watched it then and it was fresh. And then I was going to talk about it tonight even with the fucking getaways because that's kind of what it is, you know, like we're doing our meetup and everything and that's kind of the premise of what he was doing. The funniest thing to me, dude, was Miss Pat. When she was talking yeah. shit to the girl from fucking Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, she was like, I've never seen your show and this and that. And she was like, well, I'll get you the whole series on DVD. And she's like, honey, I wish you wouldn't.
I mean, even Bert was looking at Miss Pat like, ooh, you're being mean.
And she was like, why doesn't she like me? And she's like, this little white girl saying I don't like her. I'm just being myself.
Yeah. It's not you, it's me.
Oh my god, dude! But I don't like that show either. So I was fucking laughing.
They brought that big ass emu ostrich shit, and they're just like trying to hack it up on the table.
Fuck out of that!
And then the real butcher came. I'm just like, oh my god! And Joey Diaz is like, I ain't eating that shit.
Dude, they had that guy rolling them fucking Cuban cigars and shit, and man, then he had a
master.
He had them roll up their weed and make it that big ass fucking joint. Blunt. Were you around when
that ain't a joint, bitch? That's a blunt.
Well, we did it. We did it with joint papers when we were younger. Were you around for that?
I never smoked a joint or a blunt,
dude.
It was always. Okay. Bowls.
Connor fucking Murphy brought over so much weed that we rolled into like an entire fucking thing of joint papers, dude. Like we took all of them and pieced them together and rolled that bitch up and it was like a fucking fat ass.
I've seen a picture. We have a picture of it.
Do we still?
We have a picture of it, yeah.
Find that fucking picture because I'll make that the cover of this episode. I thought we did have one floating around somewhere because it's like you won't believe, like you don't believe it that it's all put together like that. It was patchwork and it was beautiful and
it was very tightly rolled.
Yeah, dope. It was fucking dope and it brought back that memory. Yeah, but
we were always social smokers. We only smoked. It was just you and I. We never did it, but like when we went out, hung out with our friends, if it was there, we would do it.
Yeah, I never bought my own.
Mm-mm. That's why you got friends, man.
Joe I get mine from friends.
Yeah, Joe knows.
I was bartering for a while. It just, well, I mean, not intentionally. That's just how it like seemed when I first stopped the show and started like doing shit. I went over and helped my friend do some of his yard shit. He gave me this little fucking vape pen to use for a while. And then I traded Billy beer for some because I had stopped drinking for a while.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, man. How's that dude doing?
Good. Good.
He's still on my Xbox friends list and I see him online all the time, but we never talked. Yeah, we never talk.
Is it him or his kids? Do the kids use it for
It's
TV?
Probably no, a mix.
It's him.
It's him?
Because oh, Lucas is on Chris's, but it's only for, he has to play Roblox or Minecraft or something.
No, it's Billy. Billy's a gamer. That's what that's his jam. That's his throwdown. That's what he likes to do. It's hard to even get him out. So with all that, like kind of like the cabin, I like to do a reset. I've gone camping a couple times with friends.
Yeah.
Where we made the sandwich on the rock and shit like that. And then with I See You, Randy, like we'll do like a dinner or get together and do some, like we just watched the Tyson fight. That was pretty.
How was that?
We were never into boxing.
Yeah, I wanted to watch that though because that was one of those like spectacle type exhibitions. Yeah. You know, it wasn't like a boxing fight. It was
okay.
It was almost like McGregor Mayweather. It was just like it was the pop culture thing to see.
Right.
You know,
right? I get it. I mean, it is what it was what it was gonna be. Two old men fighting. But I mean, but hearing like Tyson throw, like hit Jones with some of them punches, dude, them fucking things hurt.
Sure.
Like they were loud, but Jones made him miss a couple times. Like he wasn't really engaging as much. Like, so it wasn't like a high contact fight. Like, but Mike looked like he was coming to kill. Like he was throwing some heavy bombs, trying to let him rip.
Yeah.
But it's two old men scrapping.
You know the last fight that I actually saw? The last fight I actually saw was with you, Joe, and Billy's regular? Basement. Yeah. That was the last fight that I watched.
I feel like there's so many MMA fighters now that it's not even interesting anymore.
Before, when we
watched it, there was, you know, big names. It was always big names. And now it just seems like it's all up and comers. And it's just not interesting to me.
Well, there was more build up is my thing. They were further apart and there was more of an anticipation where now there's so many. Every
week. Well, that's what I mean. It's flooded.
Yeah.
The market's flooded.
And it's a sport.
It's like watching basketball for a season, except for their season.
Exactly. It doesn't stop.
No.
See, like, and this is
the whole team you're watching, not just one individual person. So one individual person can't play as many basketball games as a whole team can. So it's always new people, it seems like.
Yeah, unless you're following deep in the sport, yeah, like your main guys are only fighting maybe once a year. I mean, some of them try to go for more because obviously you want to get as much as you can at least four times. But if your fight is crazy and you're suspended for 6 months, you might only get two times a year.
Right.
So I feel like it's easier to follow a team than it is an individual, and you can get into them more. Because then, like when he was saying, when they're spaced out, then you're like, oh yeah, my guy's fighting, and it might be once every 4 months, but then you look forward to that because it's your guy,
right?
You know, instead of doing something every week and it being like these little kids. Like in the back alley fights.
See, and that's the thing that Joe and I have been talking about for forever too, is where I don't really respond well to the lighter guys. Like I don't like the lightweight and the featherweight and all them little guys. Like that wasn't a thing when I was really into the sport. And then when that took over, it seems like predominantly it's all the smaller guys now. Like that's most of your fights.
They're quicker and faster and they move around more and people like the action, to where like the heavier guys are more grappling and on the ground.
Sometimes they'll
throw heavy hits, but for the most part, they're on the ground grappling and stuff. And that's not...
I think the smaller guys are more technical and the bigger guys is more spectacle. Ooh, you can coin that. Technical and spectacle. You can coin that shit, Joe.
Fucking testicle.
I used to love Andre Arlovsky. He was my dude.
She did. She had it bad for Arlovsky.
Yeah.
She loved Liddell. I mean, we were OG, dude. Fucking Matt Hughes.
You used to go to the Wing House and shit.
Yeah, we used to go out and watch them. You know, the biggest tragedy that your show ended before you could talk to fucking Pat Miletich, dude. That was the biggest tragedy. Twice. Yeah, you had him linked up on both shows, didn't you?
Fuck.
Well, don't get him Jones in.
I would never. I would never. And he would never.
I ain't got time for this.
If we get
new mics, maybe we can send him these old ones.
Joe cannot.
Because we're trying to get them elbows, you know.
Joe cannot sell podcasting equipment for the third time. He can't do it.
He wouldn't have to sell this because we're giving it to him.
Yeah, but when you bring, see, he's like a fucking addict. You bring the shit into the house, dude, and it's gonna be bad.
That's why we only give him one.
You keep it away.
We only give him one, so he can't have people over, and he only can podcast when.
I was shocked that he wanted to talk with us tonight on the show. I was like, oh, damn. I feel like that's giving a fucking alcoholic a drink, dude. Listen,
this is the only time that I really get to talk to you guys. I'm like, I'm in the chat once in a while, but like, I like to physically speak to you guys too. So I feel like...
Oh, well, I'll line up the next 6 weeks with everybody then, dude. We're fucking bam, 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 bam. We'll have everybody in a row. Like, you can talk to whoever you want.
Text chat is different than actually like seeing him and talking and speaking. It's just, it's nice.
Starting in January, everybody from the circle is going to be on.
I don't care.
January is going to be the month of the circle.
We'll start a side project called H&S and Friends. And it'll just be...
Hey, everybody's got a side gig now. We get Tom. Tom does Tom Talks now from your mom's house.
Oh, I don't listen to them anymore. I don't know. I used to listen to them all the time, and then it just got real like mono type of stuff where it would be the same stuff, and she would be the same bitch, and then he would make the same jokes, and she would give him dirty looks, and like, Tom,
Yeah, it is what it is. I never got into that show. You used to listen to that by yourself. I never listened to that.
Mm-hmm. I like Leanne's podcast. I listen to that once in a while. WTOP or whatever.
I literally have fucking 26 podcasts waiting to go that I'm behind on right now. I just don't have enough time in the day. There's just not enough time in the day.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think my listenership has gone down. As working from home, I don't have that commute. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the office except for like two times a week. So it's like, oh, I'll throw a movie up on instead of.
Right. That's what I do. I watch Netflix all day.
That's a lot of people. A lot of people have gone that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen the trends all year. You know, I mean, 2020's fucking changed all that.
But even when I'm in the office now, it's funny because he says it sounds like I work on the New York Stock Exchange. because there's always somebody talking because we're in trucks, so we sell trucks. So yeah, they'll be yelling across the room and stuff. Hey, can we do this? Hey, can we do that? Hey, how much is this? Blah, blah, blah. So it's like even when I have my headphones in, there's always somebody trying to get my attention to ask me a question. So I'm always have to take them out and I'm just like, right, might as well just not even have them in.
You know what I envision, dude, is that scene in Ferris Bueller when they're at the fucking thing and they're up in that room and he's talking about getting married to her, you know, and they're looking down on the fucking floor and shit and everybody's doing this shit with their fucking hands and whatever. That's what I imagine her fucking office is like.
It is. It's a lot of craziness, but I like it, so.
Well, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. But Joe, we're not going to keep you all night, brother. Let's wrap this thing up, man. You got anything you want to plug? You got anyone that might miss you where they could find you?
Instagram, Joseph Boulay. No. I should start doing that. I wanted to get like a better photo shit to set up for like pictures of the bread.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know we have people. So we will link everybody to your thing and once the crumb boulet comes live, we'll link it to that too, man. Like I love to see your shit. Even though I don't necessarily fucking engage to the level that you are, I like to see you become the Inner Circle's very own Tom Papa with your breads.
Yeah. I will say he was the one that got me on the sourdough.
Yeah.
But yeah, before I wanted to make like just Portuguese sweet bread, but again, it's like just the time to do it. And then the first one that I heard him on Rogan when he was talking about it, it's like, I like sourdough. Let me try this shit. But it was just finding the time until quarantine happened.
Sourdough is my favorite bread.
Mm-hmm.
I love sourdough.
Well, you just backed yourself into a new nickname, Portuguese sweet bread. So.
PSB. Yeah. Ain't no PAT.
That's right.
PSB.
Ain't no WAP. What?
No. So gross.
This has been another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show, episode 157.
Hit it.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Please come back. Please tell friends. Please tell everybody about the show. We're everywhere you need to be. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all the places. HTNOS.com is where the one-stop shop is. HTNOS on all the socials. Please follow. Please like the posts. It helps us out. We are also part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Follow us online at Inner Circle PN, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also, InnerCirclePN.com. Who's in the squad? Fire them off. Right off the top of your head. Who's in the squad?
Who are you asking?
You. Right now. Bam. Gun to your head. Who's in the squad?
The Plunge, Sam PC.
Simmons and More Podcast.
That's what I said.
You can't use acronyms. People don't know. Say
Simmons
it.
Simmons and More Podcast. Say it. Gun to your head. The Hood Diner, Feeling Hollywood.
Faster. The
Swiping.
You got them all. You got them all. Plus Creatures of the Night. Well, who? Yeah, subscribe to Creatures of the Night, please.
A good show. I enjoy it.
Creatures of the Night. Mm-hmm. We out here. We haven't done an episode because the same challenges that HTNOS has faced over the last month have also played Creatures of the Night, even though I wish they would have just did a show without me, so it hasn't been a month.
They need you to produce it.
You know, I mean, when you...
And bring all the material.
You know what? Hey.
Hey.
Car with four wheels still rolls, baby.
I'm sure Elmy could fill 2 hours, no problem.
Elmy could fill fucking 2 days if you give him time.
Yeah, just introducing the show.
That's what I'm saying. He's only got an hour on the live stream, dude. But by the time he gets through everything, he's going to be done.
They back to back him, man.
They back to back him. Yeah, like I said. Oh, shit. Adam Simmons is calling me. Should I answer this live on the show while we're closing out?
Just do it.
Go ahead. No, I mean, I'm glad to see everybody still going and doing
it. Adam Simmons, you're live on the Hashtag No Offense Show.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, the Hashtag No Offense Show. How are you?
Good. Hello, say Adam. Hi to Joe B.
Collectively.
We're live here with Joe B.
Oh, Joe B, what up, buddy?
I want you to fucking check yourself right now with that level of intensity that you give to Joe B. When I said you're live on the Hashtag No Offense Show, you should have been like, oh, shit, live on the Hashtag No Offense Show. But it took Joe B to elicit that sort of response out of you.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, here's the deal. We're brothers in carbohydrates, and I'm still covered in flour, and he knows what it is. So I'm on my way to go drink some Jameson right now and smoke a cigar. And even though those are things that you enjoy, you know, that's like Joe B's MO now, you know what I mean? He's addicted to bread. So.
We just talked about it for a good 2 hours, so.
Go to your podcast. I just wanted to see if you were alive, that's all.
You know I'm alive.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I want to make sure that you're thriving and living and that you're, like, you know, not dying of a pretend disease that is a normal thing that happens this time of year. You know?
Yeah, but and it's so fitting that you call during the Inner Circle shout-outs, because that's essentially what the Inner Circle is built on. Calling each other, checking in on your homies, making sure everybody's alive and thriving. Right? Am I right?
That's right. Circle's up, motherfucker. You already know what it is. Good dog sounds. Joe B, I love you. I'm going to have to ask a favor of you, and it might involve like cheddar, jalapenos, and carbohydrates, but we'll talk about that on a different...
Possibly two weeks from tonight, with a cigar in hand.
No, Riley doesn't listen to the SEC. He doesn't know about that. So I know he listens to your show, and he's not going to be surprised anymore. So,
well, yeah, it is what it is. Things are happening.
Yeah. Hey, Dutchie, you're still an op, and I still love you. But
love you too, boy.
All right, be good.
Yeah, peace out, guys. Don't listen to my podcast. Listen to anything else I said. Bye.
Except for, unless you're referring to Creatures of the Night.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure listen to Creatures of the Night. Just don't listen to anything.
All right, brother. Be good.
Bye.
Later, guys. Bye. Love you.
Love you.
That's my dog, Adam Simmons, crashing the party. I
if
don't know
were
where.
If dead, I would have told him.
No, I don't think you would have. I don't think you
maybe.
Would have. You would have lit me on fire and fed me to an alligator 86 miles off the coast of fucking Florida.
I'd give
Florida.
You a hunter's funeral.
Fucking Viking style.
Yeah.
There you go.
Put me on a boat, light that bitch on fire. I don't know what the fuck I'm even saying. HTNOS.com. We're out here. Joe B on Instagram. Follow the links in the show notes. Follow everybody. Like everybody. It's all love. It's fucking almost the end of this shit. We're almost out of 2020. And I can't fucking wait.
It don't matter.
It don't matter, but even still, on paper, it
that
fucking
shit
matters.
Is rolling over. Sorry to say.
Joe B, I'll see you in 2 fucking weeks, motherfucker.
How do you mean?
And I won't.
Uh-huh.